Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time, episode 24, The Brotherhood. And today, you know, we'll be talking in part two with my brother, Kel Jackson. And we're going to be just talking about being brothers and that journey that we've had. Me, 35 years. Him, 33, going on 35 years on Earth. And, you know, for those that have siblings, that have brothers, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, interesting relationship. You go through a lot. Maybe you have a great relationship with your brother. Maybe it's not so great. I know for myself and Kel, we antagonized each other, mainly me. I was the antagonist as the older brother. So I used to pick on him a lot and just mess with him. As I got older, I felt really, really bad about the way I teased them. And the good thing about it is that as we've grown older, as we both matured and gone through life, our relationship has grown into a great one. And I my brother, his best man at my wedding, helped me out through a lot of tough, challenging times and been a source of inspiration and comfort and just a great resource for me. And so when I look back at our relationship in the past and now, I'm truly grateful, proud, super proud of him. You know, he's married now, a wife of his own, and it's just cool to see him grow as from a young boy to a man. And we've gone through a lot. You know, we've gone through a whole lot as kids and as adults. And, you know, I think that because of that, I think that's helped forge our relationship closer. And so I'll be sitting down and talking with him just about, you know, childhood, you know, his own life and, you know, what got him to this point in his life, and just talking about the brotherhood and what makes that bond so special and things that he's learned from our relationship and just from life in general. So I'm excited to sit down with him. I'm excited for you guys again to hear what he has to say. And so please stick around for part two, where I sit down with my brother and talk about our relationship and kind of reminisce on, you know, the good old, quote unquote, good old days with him. So please stick around. For those that have been listening to the podcast up until now, thank you for your support. We got many more episodes to come. Please show your support by following this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. You can send us an email via Gmail at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your suggestions, send us your thoughts, input, insight. I want to hear all about it. And for today's episode, I want to hear about your relationship with your siblings. You know, how is that like? What's helped you have a great relationship with your sibling, your brother? And if it's not so great, you know, maybe there's some advice that you want to elicit or, you know, ask or just share about. So I'm excited to hear about that. Please reach out to us. Stick around for part two of The Brotherhood. Peace. All right, welcome back to D-Time, episode 24, Brotherhood. I'm here sitting down with my brother, Kel. Kel, what's going on?
Not much, bro. I'm good. How are you?
Awesome, man. But so before we jump into the convo, man, I was wondering if you can take a couple minutes to introduce yourself to those listening.
Well, I'm the second oldest of six siblings, you being my oldest sibling. You know, grew up, with a lot of family, cousins and stuff like that. So big family dynamic, kind of growing up. Actually, very interesting upbringing. Probably won't have time to get in today. But yeah, with a whole kind of Christian-based movement and upbringing as well. I'm currently married, 5 years now. Yeah, and just, you know, living that married life, you know. I got a fur baby, got a little dog, and it's just us three right now. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, man. Yeah, I was, as you were talking, I was just thinking how it'd be cool to just do a little talk about that growing up. But like I said, the episode is entitled Brotherhood, and I thought it'd be cool just to talk about just that being brothers. And you know, in part one, I was talking a lot about just our relationship and how it's changed from, you know, when we're young till now. And I think it's always cool just to look back on, you know, just growing up. And for you, I wanted to know, what are some of your favorite memories from childhood? And
Oh man, I think my favorite memories were just really hanging out with my cousins because I was always kind of the younger one. So all you guys are kind of like my heroes. And I think we kind of rolled in a group of like eight deep. Like we're always just together and, we was always just doing crazy stuff, building forts, having dirt clog fights, you know, running up in the forest. I remember we had our own karate classes. We are trying to instruct each other in karate. always had a little clique. We used to call it G-Force. We're always definitely spiritually aware, and we were just kind of always trying to implement just like positivity. I think I just remember have a big influence on the community. Like everybody wanted to hang out with us. We gave all of our friends nicknames to the point where they still go by those names today. Even some of their parents. I remember one of our friends. To be honest, I don't even know his name, but we called him Cheeseburger since day one. And I'm pretty sure his whole family calls him Cheeseburger now. So just having that kind of dynamic is real cool. You always felt like people's looking out for you. You always felt like someone had your back. And it was cool. And like, yeah, me being one of the youngest too, me and my other cousin Alvin, it was just cool just being able to look up to everyone and just you know, we kind of took a pride in it, you know. All of our cousins was cool. They're the cool kids, you know, they're the athletes, you know, and it was great growing up. I mean, it's definitely a cool time. I just remember we were always into something. Just always into something. But always in a good way though.
Yeah, I totally forgot about the nickname thing. I think his name was like Josh Milberger or something like that.
He said scratch scratch, and he was cool with it.
So yeah, I mean, you know, even as you're talking, I'm thinking a lot of about, you know, obviously the things that you mentioned, and you know, yeah, we were always into something, and as you grow older, you know, maybe some of those times kind of are few and far in between. But I always think about my younger self and things that I would say to myself at that age. Or, and so for you, if you can go back and talk to yourself, when you're 18, or maybe even some of those younger points that you kind of mentioned, if you could go back and talk to yourself, what are some things that you'd say to yourself?
Oh man, I think the overall message would just be like, relax. Like I was just so wanting like everything. I wanted to be in the middle of everything. And you know, sometimes being the youngest is like, all right, man, you can't hang out with us here. Hey, we're about to go do something, you know, a little more, you know, like the older kids, a little more mature. And you know, and I used to always kind of take even the kind of just jokingly criticism like a little harshly. So I would tell my younger self, just relax, don't be so serious. Because sometimes I could be over serious. Even today, I gotta tell myself sometimes that just, you know, take a breath and relax. But yeah, also I think I would tell myself just to like just be more self-accepting, you know. I think if you accept yourself, then no one can deny you, you know. And I was always kind of looking outward. Kind of, you know, I wanted to be as cool as my cousin, you know, my brothers. I wanted to be viewed in the same light as them. I think it kind of took my focus away from looking within myself, you know, whether that's, you know, looking for some validation in some way, you know, whether it's like athletically or popularity, just always looking for, you know, a confirmation. I think I had a supreme confidence, like I had a supreme confidence in myself. But I didn't have a lot of value in myself. I allowed other people to kind of put a stamp on, you know, if my confidence was legit, you know, or if it was okay. So I think that's one thing I definitely speak to my younger self.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that. You know, the kind of premise of this podcast series is, you know, what we learn from those around us. And as I've sat down with different people, I've found that you know, you learn a lot from yourself, actually, just from reflecting, you know, and life just kind of is that ultimate teacher. And for you, you know, looking back at life, you know, what are some of the most important things that you've learned? You know, you kind of just mentioned one, but what are some other things that you feel like you've learned from life?
I think I've learned, well, you know what? I can't even say learned, to be honest. I'd say I'm learning still. To just live in the moment, live in the right now. I know as a kid, you're always looking to, oh man, I can't wait till I get this age and can do this. Oh man, I can't wait till I go to middle school. I can't wait till I go to high school. You know, you're always looking forward, but you can kind of miss the moments that are right in front of you. Which I had a lot of good ones, growing up as a kid, but, yeah, I'm still learning now to just live in the moment. You know, life is a series of moments, you know, good and bad, and, you know, they're all going to pass, you know, whether you like it or not. So just take a breath and kind of take in everything, as well as the bad times too. Cause, you know, like you said, life is the ultimate teacher. So just understanding that if it's bad, you know, it's going to pass. So just take the fish, you know, and spit out the moan. And if it's good, man, you know, just really take the time to be like, all right, man, this is a good time right here. Cause, you have to need those times kind of to look back and get yourself going forward sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, one of the things that I've learned this year, been learning, is kind of what you mentioned about, you know, moments and you know, maybe when things aren't going well, that they will pass. And someone said to me that, you know, when you're going through a storm, there's no storm that never ends. You know, all storms end eventually. And as I thought about that, I was like, yeah, you know, in the midst of it, you can feel like things are never going to end, but there's no, even like physical storms, all storms end. There's no such thing as like a perpetual storm. So, that I took that as a great piece of advice for this year, but for you, you know, what do you feel like is the best piece of advice someone's shared with you? And if you don't have a top one, maybe what's
I think is another thing I'm learning right now. Definitely I would tell to my younger self is that like, it's okay to feel like it's okay to have emotions, whatever they may be. It's normal. You know, you're not the first or the last human to feel whatever emotion you're feeling. I think, when I was young, I didn't understand emotions a lot. And another thing, I wasn't a good communicator. So if I was feeling something, didn't do a good job of voicing it. Or, you know, or just letting it out in a constructive way. So, you know, things for me would just bottle up and, you know, they'll come out and here you go. You know, I'm in detention, or here I go. I'm in, you know, extra, you know, class for kids who need to calm down or something like that. So, I think I would tell myself, yeah, just it's okay to feel, you know, and I actually would just, you know, tell myself just to communicate more, you know, even if you're happy, like, man, you know, happy, you know, or I'm down, I'm sad, because, just getting it out sometimes and verbalizing it and, having other people be like, oh, you know, I felt that way before. I feel like that, you know, it kind of normalizes it. And, the kid, you can kind of alienate your own self. If, you know, you keep in your emotions, cause you feel like, man, I'm the only one feeling like this. Am I weird? Am I this? You know, so I think just opening my mouth, you know, not being afraid to feel, you know?
Right. That's great. Yeah, man, it's been a trip, you know, just going down memory lane the last couple weeks and leading up to this chat. So I appreciate you sharing. I think, yeah, man, we've both been through a lot. And, for those listening, you know, be cool to share your stories about your siblings, you know, or growing up and things like that, and share your info. You can follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at DTime Podcast and at DTimePodcast@gmail.com. Kel, man, thanks so much for chatting, man, going down memory lane.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt. I got you, man. It was fun. It was definitely fun.
For sure.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.